It is now 8:50. So glad you're with us. It's Morning Edition from NPR and WNCW, and we now make our way into what we call the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. We're going to be talking about an event that is actually taking place tomorrow. It's called Diverse City. It's happening here in Rutherford County in Forest City, so that gives us an opportunity to talk to someone who knows all about what's happening in the town of Forest City and about this event. Let's welcome to the microphone here at WNCW the Marketing and Events Coordinator, Courtney Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about some of the everyday happenings, everything that's being offered here in Forest City, North Carolina.
A ton of stuff happening all the time. If you haven't been in Forest City recently, now is a great time to go. We've had a ton of developments, including our new amphitheater, which is called the Pavilion on Park Square, or POPS for short. We also have things happening on our historic Main Street all the time. We have the new Thermal Belt Rail Trail, which is a paved over trail that is 13.5 miles long that stretches throughout the entire county, and all kinds of other fun stuff.
The thing that I really like is when we talk about that pavilion, and it's the Pavilion on Park Square.
Yes, sir.
That whole POPS name.
I'm a little biased since I plan the events there, but I think that you're right. It is some pretty good stuff happening.
The event coming up tomorrow, it's called the Diverse City Festival. It will be held between, I think, 2 and 8 tomorrow at POPS. What is this celebration all about? I mean, the name tells us something, but certainly give us more details.
Diversity is a multicultural festival. We're really just trying to put together an event that celebrates and unifies people in Rutherford County and surrounding areas. In today's climate, you see a lot of, you know, hatred and a lot of people that disagree, and we're trying to come up with something that brings us together and shows that even though we're different, we're all the same because we're human. So we're going to have all kinds of events happening throughout the day. So we'll have food trucks offering tacos. We've got some Italian ice, a mobile coffee unit, a couple of other food trucks, and then we'll have live music throughout the day, including a couple of rappers, country and rock artists. We have Upstate Capoeira, which is an incredible Brazilian martial arts and dance troupe. We'll have a drumming group, and then we're closing out the night with a great band called Epic Proportion, and they are going to be doing everything from beach music to Bruno Mars to Justin Timberlake to Otis Redding and everything in between. So it'll be a really fun night.
That covers quite a bit of music, quite a few decades right there. So there's a good reason to go out right there. One of the organizers of this event, Mr. Stephen Green, who has put on some cultural events in the past in nearby Polk County and as a part of this, who couldn't be with us today, he was wanting it to be known that very much a family-friendly event.
Yes, absolutely. So this is open to the public. Anybody is welcome to join. We'll have events for the kids, too. So we have all kinds of fun giveaways. We'll have inflatables, a couple of different games. And then there's also, you know, music that they can enjoy, as well as some vendors that they can go and talk to and see different kinds of art and learn more about cultural opportunities that are available in Rutherford County.
You know, it really is a chance when you have an event like this. And sometimes somebody might think, well, we may not do a good enough job of that here, but if I go to a bigger city or a town, and I'm talking about just seeing more diversity, more backgrounds, the thing I like about it and what you guys are making happen here is that you're going to kind of open a window to show some people the diversity we've got right here in Rutherford County.
Absolutely. And I think it's something that people kind of discount because, like you're saying, it's not a huge city. You know, you look at places like Charlotte and Asheville and Greenville nearby that maybe you see on the outside that they have more of that culture, but I mean, it's in our own backyard and we're looking to highlight it and make sure that everybody knows about it and that it's available, you know, right in your backyard, like I said.
The Marketing and Events Coordinator for Forest City, which is located here at Rutherford County, and that is Courtney Ashley, as we're talking about the event Diverse City. Again, a reminder, that will be tomorrow at POPS. It's the Pavilion on Park Square, 2 to 8 p.m. The music, the food, the artisans, the vendors, and more. A chance to take a look at people of all different backgrounds as we come together for that event. That's quite a list. Tell us a little bit more about what someone's going to have an opportunity to hear and see.
Sure. So we'll have a DJ playing in between sets throughout the day who's going to be playing everything from reggae to hip-hop. He's got some country and beach music and something for everybody. Up first on our list of performers is Upstate Capoeira, which is an amazing Brazilian martial arts slash dance group. So they'll be doing a performance up first. They started about 2:15. Then we'll have Our World Festival, which is a drumming group. They are incredible. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but look them up on YouTube before you come. You'll be blown away. They are so good. Then we'll have David Harris, who is a country and rock performer. So if that's something that you feel a little bit more comfortable with, something that you're used to, then you've got that going for you as well. He'll be there in the afternoon. We'll have Elephant Group, which is some Christian hip-hop rap artists. And then we're closing out the night with Epic Proportion, which will be performing hits from every single decade.
An event like this makes it clear it's a chance for you to be introduced to something new and to appreciate the heritage of maybe rap and R&B and some African music and other styles that maybe you haven't been around that much. So that's going to be great. Diversity City, don't miss that tomorrow. Bring your family, be a part of it. But tell us about another event that's coming up before the end of the month. I happen to be a pretty big fan of pimento cheese, and there's actually going to be an event about pimento cheese. Tell us about that.
There is. You know, the biggest thing that they tell us when we go to marketing and event conferences is don't just do a spring festival or a fall festival. Make it unique to your county and to your city. So I think that I'm a little biased again, but we have some of the best pimento cheese in the world, in my opinion, in Forest City. With Smith's Drug, Slim's, and Copper Penny, they all make their own pimento cheese. So we're having the Pimento Cheese Jubilee at Pops on Saturday, September 28th. And again, we'll have all kinds of music throughout the day. This one's focusing more on jazz and swing music. We'll have some art vendors and local vendors displaying what they offer in the county. And food trucks for that one as well that are all offering a specific or unique pimento cheese item.
And will this be the first year of this particular event?
It is, yes. This is the first year. And hopefully it'll go well and it'll be an annual event because I'm just like you. Yeah. I love pimento cheese too.
Well, let's go out and support that one. And we want to invite our listeners in neighboring counties and different parts of upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, towards Charlotte to be a part of the diversity event tomorrow. Pimento Cheese Jubilee coming up on the 28th. If someone wanted to get in touch with you folks to stay updated by following you on you guys on social media, website, how could they do so?
Yes, so easiest way to do it, we post the most information on our Facebook page, so you can follow the town's page at Town of Forest City, and then you can follow the Pops page, which is Forest City Pavilion on Park Square, and then you can also check out our website at townofforestcity.com.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
From the Town of Forest City, Courtney Ashley, the Marketing and Events Coordinator. Reminder, Diversity City Festival tomorrow, 2 to 8 at Pops, the Pavilion on Park Square in Forest City. The Jubilee, Pimento Cheese Jubilee to be exact, coming up September the 28th. And that is today's Friday feature interview of the week. These conversations are also available as a podcast at wncw.org.